This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Two Illinois Democratic lawmakers are teaming up this spring to try to address what's known as the wandering officer problem. This is when a problematic law enforcement officer frequently bounces around departments. State Representative Justin Slaughter and Senator Doris Turner's companion bills would require law enforcement agencies to do more thorough background checks of potential hirees. Slaughter says being a good police officer is critical to society.
And ultimately, we can build trust with law enforcement between all the citizens of Illinois. This is about building trust so that we can enhance and improve public safety.
The push comes in response to the death last year of Sonya Massey. She was a 36-year-old unarmed Black woman. She was shot by then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson in her home in downstate Springfield. An annual survey shows the majority of American Jews say anti-Semitism has increased since the October 7th attacks by Hamas in Israel. My colleague Adora Namigadeh looked at the survey from advocacy organization, the American Jewish Committee. It gathered data from U.S. adults, and it asks the general public and Jewish people specifically about their perceptions of anti-Semitism. The report found more than half of American Jews surveyed say they are changing their behavior because of a fear of experiencing anti-Semitism. Sarah Van Loon is the AJC Chicago Regional Director.
People who regularly walk to synagogue on Friday nights or Saturday mornings feeling like that's not safe anymore.
The report found one-third of Jews who were surveyed say they have been the target of anti-Semitism at least once over the last year. One storm down, one to go. It's going to be snowy tomorrow on Valentine's Day. We could see up to 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulating. Tonight, though, Chicagoans should brace for glacial weather as temperatures are tumbling into the lower single digits. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Burke says conditions are ripe for an Arctic blast.
We've got fresh snow cover on the ground, light winds and clear skies, and that pretty much is a recipe for temperatures to just pretty much drop off pretty quickly.
Burke says an active jet stream pattern is driving this cold air mass from the Arctic into the area. Temperatures will start to fall around sunset, and wind chills tonight could be as low as 15 below zero. And the Illinois Manufacturers Association is again searching for the coolest thing made in Illinois. My colleague Alex Degman reports this is year six for Maker's Madness. The IMA says this is a chance for people to showcase the variety of things that are made here. Past winners include mining trucks, heated traffic signals, and 3D-printed polymer moon habitats. Ingersoll Machine Tools in Rockford made that last one. Nominations are being accepted through March 2nd. A bracket style tournament starts March 18th, and the winner will be announced in April at the Governor's Mansion. Details on how to nominate an Illinois product are available online at makersmadnessil.com. Back to that weather, sunny and blustery today with a high near 20, and then clear and cold tonight, a low in those low single digits and wind chill around 8 below. And then tomorrow, cloudy, cold, a high in the upper 20s, and snow Friday afternoon and evening. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.